From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Every now and then, we do a guest DJ with an artist whose work we love. We invite him or her to pay us a visit and pick out some songs to play.
Today's guest DJ, you know, we've yet to hear a song of his we're not completely crazy about. He's Gecko Jones, a Brooklyn-based Colombian and Puerto Rican DJ who specializes in finding and mixing traditional and folk sounds from not only those two countries, but from all over Latin America, and he does it with incredible beats.
I kind of like to think of Gecko's music as your grandmother's music with beats so sick and loud, your grandmother would be yelling at you to turn that stuff down.
Gecko joins us today from our New York bureau, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to play for us. Gecko, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I actually have had it said about my DJ set more than once that my music maker, Abuelita's move.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of this song we started off with, Pa la Escuela Nene. Tell us a little bit more about this song.
Over the last few years, I've been going down to Colombia a lot, doing a lot of research and music digging. And every time I go out there, I try and look for the folkloric sounds. And I came across a CD, which was interesting to me because it was in this very nice package, which was not the usual format. Usually, I find stuff on vinyl or in some like just not very well graphically created CDs. And here's this like beautiful fair-skinned woman and like this double disc CD, and it's just a nice package. You can tell there was a lot of investment into it, and it's bullereng, and that's just not very popular music even down there in Colombia, because it's from the river, it's from the interior, it's from the black side of town, and you don't get that music, it just doesn't play as frequently. So I look into this artist, and she's worked with an amazing roster of artists on this CD, like all the traditional cantadoras, you know, kind of make appearances on the album.
And what is this CD, and who is this artist?
This is Maria Mulata, Itinerario de Tambores. And on this particular song, she works with Eulalia Gonzalez, whose voice is amazing. I got to see her at La Noche del Rio, El Museo del Caribe in Barranquilla. Every year during Carnival hosts a night dedicated strictly to bullerengue, to this kind of traditional style of folkloric music. And I heard her voice, and I'd never seen her face, but I recognized that voice.
Wow.
That
kind of
leads it. She's just an amazing singer. So, you know, when you're DJing, you throw stuff together on the fly, and, you know, this kind of mashup thing happened, and I was like, I really like this. This really works together. So I took it to the studio and made it happen.
What exactly is a bullerengue, besides the fact that it comes from the river? I mean, musically, can you describe it?
Dominicans would call it palo. Palo Dominicano is like their carnival music. It's strictly tambora. You know, it's just like maybe some shakers, but it's mostly just drums and old ladies with a very call and response style of singing. I mean, some people would say that this traces back to like, you know, voodoo roots, but really it's African traditions.
Sure.
You know, of call and response singing. And it's just a really beautiful music that, you know, comes from Palenque in Colombia, which has a great deal of history. It was the first liberated black city in all of North or South America. The African slaves liberated themselves there in 1603. So you're talking about, like, basically people that have been marooned inside of Colombia for 400 years making their own music. And this music is so untainted by outside forces that, like, a couple of years ago, I was in a car with one of the guys from the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars playing a song from Petrona Martinez. And guy's like, I know this rhythm, you know, and he starts mouthing, and he knows exactly what the percussionist in Petrona's band is about to do, and he mouths it for like 15 seconds straight and like nails every beat of the drum.
Wow.
And I was like, this guy's from Sierra Leone. He's never heard this song in his life. He knows exactly what's doing. And it really drew the line for me how directly connected to that heritage this music is.
And I think it's interesting that you say call and response, because in fact, this song is calling a boy to school. It's saying, hey, little boy, you got to go to school now.
It just feels very maternal to me. I listen to this stuff and I think of my abuelita, you know, and it's just, you know, it just feels very natural for me.
Okay, Gecko, you mentioned earlier music digging. Just what exactly is that?
Going way out of your way, getting really, you know, dusty and digging into record crates, going to every CD shop that you can in a day, asking local musicians, like, where can I find, you know, this kind of thing? When you have a very clear vision in mind and, you know, you're good at communicating what it is that you're after, people in Colombia particularly are very helpful and just, you know, very happy to have your business and, you know, your interest in their music. A lot of the digging that I do involves just trading with local DJs, because what better way than through the filtered, you know, ears of a DJ? I don't have to go through every CD in a shop. If this DJ knows what's big in town, you know, I go talk to him. So, you know, I have guys that are more into the urban sounds, and then I have guys that know more about traditional sounds.
It reminds me very much, you're like a musical anthropologist or a musicologist, because it's almost academic in the way you go after this. It also reminds me of some of the stuff that the folklorist here in the United States, Alan Lomax, did when he discovered a lot of the early folk music and blues music here in this country, because that's what you're doing. You're going, you're getting dirty, you're traveling dusty roads, you're finding just the right beat, the right thing. Do you feel like a musicologist?
I gave a lecture recently with my friend Wayne Marshall, who actually wrote the book on reggaeton, and I don't say that lightly. He's more the academic type of classically trained, I should say, you know, ethnomusicologist. Me, I'm like the rogue scholar version. I know about this stuff,
Jones.
But it's kind of like I'm an unsound site, you know, one at best. But, you know, it's really something that I love that, and I enjoy. And I very much do feel like an anthropologist at times and other times an ambassador of sound.
Okay, let's continue with more music. What do you have for us next?
This is Ethelvina Maldonado, Manuelita. She was actually discovered as some record exec's, you know, lady who did his laundry. You know, she was like, I'm a really good singer, and I think you should listen to me. And she just kind of pushed herself into the studio, and, you know, he was like, I'm going to work with you. And, you know, that's how she took off. This is a remix I did with Uproot Andy, and here you go.
I want to ask you some specifics about the DNA of how you put this together. Like, when you hear this song, you know, I can hear what you're doing with the four on the floor. You know, you got the quarter note beat going all the time, and you got a certain number of beats per second. But there's all this other stuff that you mix in on top. You know, how do you decide what you're going to do?
We basically just kind of interact with what's already going on. I mean, I think we might have cut, like, maybe a little bit out of her song and kind of glued the other two parts together. But by and large, it rolls pretty much how the original song rolls. And then all we really do is just kind of play into what she's doing, you know, add a little halftime kick there and whatnot, some electronic stuff, just to bring it up to the speed. So, because a lot of this stuff, sound quality-wise, doesn't work in the nightclub. Just volume-wise, you have this big bass kick and, you know, these synthetic sounds. And so, you know, just adding a little flavor to something that's already excellent, it's real easy to win with this stuff. The thing I don't like is when people overcook the idea and just try and take it all to this weird space and then kind of ruin a really good song. If you start with an excellent song and you end up with a really trashy remix, I'm mad at you.
I'm
work with such a rich palette of traditional and classic music, and I was just wondering, what was the soundtrack of your childhood? Because especially because, you know, you're half Puerto Rican, half Colombian. I think you grew up in New York. So what were you listening to when you were a little kid? What were your parents listening to?
I totally despised my parents' music. My mom listened to like Paul Anka and like all kind of bolero stuff, just Nelson Ned and like really slow Latin music. And so I had an aversion to Latin stuff early on. I went through a couple of different doors. I think I came in through like heavy metal and industrial stuff, did a bunch of the wrong things, ended up stealing a collection of Bob Marley mixtapes from some guy's Jeep in Florida. And wow. that was a turning point for me. I started hanging out with more Caribbean kids, kids from Belize and Guyana. And dealing with them, I kind of got introduced to a lot of Caribbean culture, not just like, you know, roots reggae and dancehall, but also like, you know, Haitian compa and caseco music. There was even on some of the mixtapes that we listened to back then, like some chutney soca and like more fusion type stuff, like what they call bubbling now in the Netherlands, which is like a dialogue that's being had between Suriname and Guyana and like kids, you know, expats that are, you know, and cousins that are living over in the Netherlands.
Huh.
For me, since that point, since like I moved from like heavy metal and drum and bass too, kind of did a lot for me because it took away all the angry guy screaming element. You know? And it was just like the crazy drums. I love crazy right. drums, but you know the guy screaming at me was just a little bit much. Recently, I had started DJing in New York just because I really disliked the New York scene.
Huh.
And I was just very bored here looking for some kind of globally centered, you know, electronic music party, and there just wasn't one to be had.
Huh.
And so for me, it was just, you know, a quick transition. Okay, nobody's doing it, then, you know, let me take matters into my own hands.
Who was the musician, if there was one, that made you want to go into music rather than just be a passive listener?
I think one of the persons that I credit most for like my sound is Sidestepper. He's been in Colombia 20 years. He's pretty much looked at as the godfather of like remixing folkloric sounds down there. Another person that inspires me a lot is also Toy Selecta from Mexico.
Mm.
He's one of the first guys to really like dig in on cumbia and just kind of plant the flag really firmly, like, this is what I want to do. I have a lot of respect for people that have a very clear vision and just like, this is my lane, this is what I'm going for. And like, for me, I draw a little bit of everything, you know. I'm very proud of my Latino heritage, and I had a black grandmother, and so for me, like, I'm very in tune with the Afro-Latin community.
Sure.
And so, you know, for me, it's like I dig into African stuff full force. Like, you know, really happy African guitars are all over my set right now when you hear me play out in a club. And I'm learning more about who I am the more time that I spend in Barranquilla, where my father's from. It's like Superman going to Krypton. I swear to you. You walk down this beach of thatched roof houses,
sure.
and you have like every 20 paces, there's a little beer kiosk that might serve you un sancocho de pescado or something. And like, and as you walk down the beach, you might hear like one guy's playing vallenato, one guy's playing cumbia, but on certain days, all these guys might be playing African stuff. And that's what really drew me off guard, is that as I walked down the length of like a mile and a half of beach, I heard more African music that day than I heard vallenato or anything Latin on this particular beach in Colombia. And that really blew me away, because this was now outside of like the traditionally Afro-Colombian communities. This was just on the beach where the not-so-African community lives. It's just a part of the heritage now. And so that African music is so much a part of the culture of that Atlantic coast there and the Pacific coast, that it's you just can't negate it anymore.
Okay, Gecko, next we want to do something that features your work with Uproot Andy. You chose a track called Mabele. We're going to play it, but then tell us who Uproot Andy is and what your relationship is like. How do you guys work together? Let's hear the song first. We'll be right back. You know, while this is dance club music, I gotta say, it's a gas to listen on headphones. Especially the intro of this song, the way all these things start layering in. Where's you and where's Uproot Andy? How does this work?
I, being the digger that I am, like, I'm very much a fan of using very melodic things, as is Andy. This is a song that I found, and I was just like, Andy, we have to do this, and, like, together, like, our symmetry is just, it works really well together. Anytime he and I step to a track, like, you're pretty much guaranteed something awesome. So I took the idea that I wanted to work on a couple of things from in the style of semba from Angola, which is a traditional, like, 1960s, 70s kind of sound. And it's kind of got like this lead guitar and a little ukulele thing that happens in the background. Both the songs that we're doing for this remix EP that we're working on are from a CD called The Soul of Angola. It was released on a French label, and so hopefully when we're done, they'll either pick it up or I'll have to give it away for free on the interwebs.
That intro was so cool. I was grooving on the intro, the way that stuff in the background just sort of came from the back of my head right up to the front.
That kind of like knob twiddling, like the beat is getting bigger thing, that's got a lot to do with my input into the track. You know, Andy's really good at squaring away, and like a lot of more of the time he's at the controls, and we're just kind of deciding on sounds, and it's a good working partnership. A lot of the stuff that I do collaboratively.
Host this party called Que Bajo, and I was interested in what you were saying earlier, that you were not very happy with the New York scene. In fact, I think you said you hated it.
I did. This is why, you know, I think our party is such a success, is because, you know, I was told time and time again, like, you can't not play hip-hop. You can't shy away from what people want to hear. People have expectations. Like, you can't do a Latin party and not play salsa, you know, or reggaeton. And it's like, oh yeah? Watch me.
What do you have next for us?
New York City has a huge Dominican population, and Andy and I discuss a lot about how to incorporate different sects of, you know, the Latino population of New York into our party. Obviously, we're often labeled a cumbia party, even though, like, the folkloric sounds of bullerengue are not defined as cumbia,
right.
You know, and the African stuff I play, you know, nor is the dancehall that Andy likes to play. Like, we're pretty much a tropical party, the way we classify ourselves. But this is a bachata remix that Andy did that we're hoping wins this summer with
the
Dominican crowd.
Oh, I love this remix. I love it.
Yeah, this is Vete from Anthony Santos. Uproot Andy on the mix.
That was brilliant, man.
One thing that I feel as somebody who grew up on cumbia is that everyone I've spoken to who is kind of a cumbia person, I feel like bachata translates easily to cumbia lovers. I don't know if it's that it's a similar tempo or thematically.
A lot of it is really like tear in my beer music. I'm not really into the cortavenas as much. But I see
cortavenas, like, which is the vein,
cut your veins
music.
It's really in the last few years been one of the most popular forms of Latin music. Grupo like Aventura like banked in the last decade. Like they were some of the biggest artists out there besides the reggaeton guys.
What else did you bring for us?
I brought one tune from Lisandro Mesa. This is one of the legends of cumbia. He's been around for a long time. He worked with a lot of the top guys like Fruco, Joe Arroyo. This song's called El Moño. And it's your typical, you know, kind of more costeño style, a little más levantadito. Like, it's a little bit faster than most cumbia. But this is, like, more from the Atlantic coast where I'm from. And it's one that I love to mix into my set when I'm playing. And, you know, someone that I look up to a lot, El Moño.
Tell you, it's really hard trying to dance when you're in your chair, so I think I just like dislocated my back.
You're moving up a storm over there, man.
Get yourself to a quebajo. See what happens to you then.
I really want to. Yeah.
One of the great things about quebajo is like it's a party that where you walk in and it's amazing to see that everybody in the room is dancing, and that's just so seldom in New York or metropolitan cities anymore. Mm-hmm. That people just lose themselves at this party, and it's like it's mostly just the vibe that me and Andy have created for our party.
Have your parents heard your music?
My mom's really proud of me. My dad actually, he and I went to Colombia together a few trips ago, and I ended up dragging him out to a nightclub one night, and he was kind of like low in the corner, but he understood, you know. He took off just before I finished, but he stuck around enough to catch most of my set and watch me turn, like, you know, a kind of so-so crowd of like 300-400 people into like people jumping up and down and waving their hands. And, you know, he recognizes that, you know, I'm doing pretty good at what I do. They get it, and they're both really supportive of the fact that, you know, I've given up kind of the working world and I'm following my dream, and, you know, it's taking me a lot of places.
So, we have one more song to play And I really wanted to play. You picked a song called Perfection.
Every once in a while, you know, I leave my iTunes on random and amazing stuff comes on. I'm just like, I've never heard this. Why haven't I never heard this? This Perez Prado tune comes on. And I'm just like, this is a beat. I already hear this. And so I start twiddling. You know, at the time, I'm not very good with production savvy. So I bring this over to a studio with my friend Enron, who's way more pro. And, you know, we lay down the beat. It's cool. I send it around to a couple of MCs. You know, I throw Los Racas a cappella that I had on it, and that seems to work. But my friend Bugat from Montreal, who's, you know, a trilingual MC, he's an amazing, amazing guy live, just an amazing person to work with. It's just a pleasure to know that dude. And so he sends me back this song, and I'm like, oh, my God, you killed it. Like, I can't even thank you enough. And so he writes this great song.
Okay, great. Let's hear Perfection.
Yo quiero dedicar este tema hoy a mi amigo DJ Gecko Jones de Nueva York. Dale, papi, hazlo sonar con el que bajo party, man. Aprendan algo de nuestra cultura latina, chicos. Hey.
Si no hablas español, hermano, no es tu culpa que no todos los hombres son perfectos. Qué pena. Español, hermana, algo te falta, que no todas las mujeres son perfectas, solo las latinas.
¡Claro!
Pregúntame mi invitada,
sí.
Retárenlo a mi mamá.
¡Eso!
Pregúntame mi invitada, retárenlo.
¡Eso mismo! Hablar español es chingón, chévere, bacano, cabrón, de pinga.
Fos.
Lindo, rico, poético, chido, divertido, a huevo, útil.
Fos.
Caliente, romántico, sexy, orgásmico, suave, cariñoso, sensual.
Fos.
Musical, rítmico, de moda, melódico, chulo, pegajoso, prendedor.
Fos.
Hace años que nos echan de menos.
And so I love this song because it's saying, you know, my brother, if you don't speak Spanish, that's okay. Not everyone's perfect.
Gecko, earlier you said that you were getting to know your cultural background, and I have to say that we're excited to go along for the ride because what we heard so far is just pretty amazing. Thank you so much for stopping by our studios to play this great music for us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Gecko Jones was kind enough to stop by our New York studios. To hear full versions of the music we listened to today, check out our blog. That's npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Special thanks to our super producers, Jessica Goldstein and Mike Katzeff.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.
Así que la técnica infalible es muy simple. Repetición para llegar a la perfección.